Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
I am Angela Palmieri. I'm a member here. The souls with their puzzle pieces that all fit together symbolize that every person here fits into the body of Christ. We welcome everyone. Feel free to come get a soul here on the altar rail. Or on the last pew. Where is the sign of our Christian hospitality? We especially welcome newcomers. Is that where I have a brochure? I'm supposed to show a brochure.
Yeah, Jim stole your brochure. It's okay. The brochure's in the back.
This is the brochure. Sure. About the mission and ministries of this congregation. We hope the welcome team will find you to give you one, or pick one up on the table at the back of the sanctuary. In your bulletin, you will find a yellow slip like this. Please fill your name, and if you are new, we'd appreciate giving your contact information. Drop it in the offering place. And on the other side is a prayer request. If you fill that out, then give it to the ushers when they walk through the aisles before prayer time, and it will be read. The abbreviated order of worship is in the bulletin, and details will appear on the screens. We have restrooms through this door. There. Unfortunately, we do not have childcare this morning, but feel free to use one of the rocking chairs in the back of the sanctuary to settle and soothe once, or help yourself to the crayons and coloring books on the back pew to use during worship the church. After the service, you can join us for conversation in the gathering room behind me after the service. Go out either door. And remember, we have a safe sanctuary policy. Children should always be accompanied by an adult. Here are some upcoming opportunities to put your faith into action and help build fellowship and community. During the worship service on the first Sunday of each month, we as a church collect items for the food pantry. I'd like to encourage you to bring personal hygiene items to donate next week. The Martin Luther King Jr. celebration at the Dome will take place on January 26th. Please join us for dinner and guest speaker, Reverend Raphael Warnock, UUMC, will buy 10 tickets at $30 each. Call the church office soon to reserve your ticket. If you would like to volunteer your time and talents during worship, we would love to have you. If you can help out as an usher or greeter, please see Ann Owens after the service. And now let us continue our worship.
Thank you, Angela. The children's table got moved. It's up front now. We had it in the back while we had all the Christmas stuff up here, but children are back up in front. My name is Ted Finlayson Schuler. I'm kind of immobile this morning, so I'll be sitting right here for pretty much the whole service. I'm the chair of the worship team, and Pastor Alicia's on vacation this week, and welcome you to University Church and to this time of worship. So Christmas happened on Wednesday. The mail, the garbage pickup, and the banks resumed on Thursday. Christmas was over. It may have been joyous, it may have been sad, it may have been difficult. For many of us, it's a mixture. In my memory, my mom died on December 22nd, and my brother died on December 27th. This year, Jeannie's mom died on December 14th. They'll always be a part of our Christmas consciousness, no matter how merry things may seem. Advent was the first four Sundays of the church year leading up to the high point of Jesus' birth, and the manger remains with us as a reminder of that. As we look ahead to the Christian year before us, how are we going to focus our energies individually as in a church? Maybe there are some clues in the nativity narrative. The angels announced the coming of a Savior, the Messiah, basically in a garage. And they didn't make the announcements to the one percenters, the decision makers, the religious authorities. They made it to the shepherds, the bottom 1% of the social ladder in ancient Palestine. God's preferential option for the poor is clear in the circumstances of this coming out party. Pope Francis has written, "Without the preferential option for the poor, the proclamation of the gospel risks being misunderstood or submerged." Our Advent theme has been, "Are we there yet?" Today we're going to ask a somewhat different question. How did we get here? The bumper stickers on our car offer some clues as to how we got here. The real roots of learning our faith tradition are grounded in the scriptures and hymns that we study and sing. Today's service is a combination of those two sources. We will listen to and reflect on a number of scripture passages and sing together songs of our faith celebrating this Christmas season. So now please stand in body or spirit and join me in imagining this new thing that is happening as we sing hymn number 223, "Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light." Please be seated. Someone coming up to do a reading of it. Come up and be ready here. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. The angels went public on Christmas night. It was time for us to internalize their admonition to not be afraid and to begin living anew by the grown-up words of this Messiah baby. Please remain standing. I'm messing up already. And join me in opening our worship as we look ahead to the new year with the words of Carol Penner titled, Prayer for the Road Ahead. Would you join me in the call to worship? We seek you, God, in the spaces of our lives. The spaces between my convictions and my actions. The spaces between all that I hope to do and what I've actually done. We come with humility, knowing that I can't always see the way I've disappointed you, nor can I always see the long-term effects of the good I've done. This is a prayer for the road ahead, which is an empty space stretching before us. Fill me with a burning compassion for my brothers and sisters, a love that will not let me go. Give us courage to give boldly, love simply, hope deeply, risk greatly. Our time is small, our light is small, our time is short. But let it shine for you, always, ever, all for you. Amen. Please be seated this time. As I indicated, our worship today will follow a rhythm of scripture and song. Our first reading from the book of Genesis goes all the way back to the beginning as we remember the love with which God imagined and created humankind.
Then God said, let us make humanity in our image to resemble us, so that they may take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and all the crawling things on earth. God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fertile and multiply, fill the earth and master it. Take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, and everything crawling on the ground. Then God said, I now give to you all the plants on the earth that yield seeds and all the trees whose fruit produces its seeds within it. These will be your food. And that's what happened. God saw everything God had made. It was supremely good.
Thank you. While we celebrate the birth of a particular child this Christmas season, the next hymn reminds us of Jesus' words, when you have done it for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done it for me. Each child is sacred and requires our love. Please remain seated as we sing Star Child. And now invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we connect with one another, peace grows. Let us now meet one another, shaking hands, sharing a fist bump or a high five. And when you hear the music, it's time to return to your seat and for the children to come up with Jeannie and I in the front. The children can come forward. Hope for peace, child, God's to pay. Anything different today? What do you see? Writings. Because you know what? Do you think that religion started when this church was built? Is that the beginning of people thinking about God? Or did it go back before that? Yeah. How about when Jesus was born? Is that when religion began, or did it happen before that too? So, we read this morning, Jenny read for us about when the world was formed and people started, and you can see one of our bumper stickers says, Garden of Eden, that's where all the way up at the top, that's where the first people were. And God had a relationship with people, and that was so long ago. And then there were people like Cain and Abel, and there were people who lived for like almost 1,000 years, Methuselah and Noah. Have you heard of Noah?
Yeah.
What happened with Noah? What happened with Noah? Was there a flood with Noah? Noah built a big boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? That's right, build the big boat. Yep, you got it. And then after the flood, God started a relationship with one man and woman, Abraham and Sarah, and they lived in Mesopotamia. And God said, okay, I'm going to have a special relationship with the people, with your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And then those people started to grow and be more and more, and then there was a famine, and they all went to Egypt. And Egypt, things didn't work out so well in Egypt. After about 400 years, they were all slaves. And they said, wow, this is not great. And so Moses, you heard of Moses? Okay, Moses. Did Moses lead them out of Egypt?
Yeah.
And then where did they go then? Do you remember where they went after they left Egypt? They went in the wilderness for 40 years. And they wandered around. Doesn't really take that long to get there, but they seemed to have a really bad GPS. They couldn't figure out where they were going. Finally, they got to the promised land, which is the purple one here. And this special people that all were from Abraham and Sarah lived in the promised land, and they had a kingdom called Israel. And Israel was doing pretty good for a while, and then they started getting messed up. They got, instead of having one kingdom, they had two kingdoms, Israel and Judah. And then they went to exile in Babylon. And they were in exile in Babylon because the Babylonians came in and conquered them. And they trashed all the temple and all the stuff in Israel. And then after the Babylonians, they got beat up by the Assyrians. And the Assyrians told the Hebrew people, okay, you can go back to Israel. So all this is a long journey. And so we have to, as we think about where we are, which is with the baby in the manger and Jesus being born, we want to think about how we got there, because there's a lot of backstory that brings us to where we where we got to on Christmas Eve. So I just want you to think about all that. Most all that is in the Old Testament. The New Testament is about Jesus. The Old Testament is the story of kind of how we got there. And so I thought maybe the bumper stickers would help us remember, wow, we've been a lot of places before we ended up in Bethlehem where Jesus was born. Could we pray for a minute together? Could we hold hands? Dear God, thank you so much for your role in our lives and your role in the history of humanity. And thank you for caring about us so, so very much. We ask that we learn to understand all the things that have happened before so we can make good decisions as we move forward to try and live our lives as you would have us. Amen. Okay, head back to your families.
God said to Abraham, "As for your wife Sarai, you will no longer call her Sarai. Her name will now be Sarah. I will bless her and even give you a son from her. I will bless her so that she will become nations, and kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He said to himself, "Can a 100-year-old man become a father? Or Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, have a child?" But God said, "Your wife Sarah will give birth to a son for you, and you will name him Isaac. I will set up my covenant with him and with his descendants after him as an enduring covenant."
Obviously, Abraham didn't know everything we know, so he was kind of confused. For the Hebrew people, it was important to know who you were descended from. Mary ended up with the big role in the Jesus story, and Joseph doesn't get any mention after Jesus' childhood. But it's Joseph's ancestry that importantly links Jesus to King David and all the way back to Abraham and Sarah. Our next carol celebrates Joseph. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing "Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine." Jesus did come to love us, to save us, and to free us. The prophet Isaiah painted a picture of what that would look like 6 centuries before Jesus' birth.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. And authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this.
Thank you. One way that we can help bring light into each other's lives is to pray for one another. If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle, and feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing hymn number 242, Love Came Down at Christmas. Please remain seated.
In this moment, we pray for those who have found peace in their life and those who really need hope to be with them today. We thank you for your steady message of love that has come down to us today from the very beginning of our faith tradition. And we thank you for this faith community where we can share each other's burdens and celebrate each other's joys. Let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a short prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that makes you feel closest to God. This is a prayer by Maya Angelou. Father, Mother God, thank you for your presence during the hard and mean days, for then we have you to lean upon. Thank you for your presence during the bright and sunny days, for then we can share that which we have with those who have less. And thank you for your presence during the holy days, for then we are able to celebrate you and our families and our friends. For those who have no voice, we ask you to speak. For those who feel unworthy, we ask you to pour your love out in waterfalls of tenderness. For those who live in pain, we ask you to bathe them in the river of your healing. For those who are lonely, we ask you to keep them company. For those who are depressed, we ask you to shower upon them the light of hope. Dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give to all the world that which we need the most, peace. Please join me now in the prayer Jesus shared with us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The next step on our scriptural journey is with the prophet Micah, who identifies Bethlehem as the place that Jesus will be born, and peace as the gift he will bring.
As you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are the least significant of Judah's forces, one who is to be ruler in Israel on my behalf will come out from you. His origin is from remote times, from ancient days. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They will dwell secure because he will surely become great throughout the earth. He will become one of peace.
Thank you. We too can be proclaimers of Christ's coming. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing, "The King of Glory Comes."
The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. He is the King of Glory, how shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promise of ages. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. In all of Galilee, in city or village, he goes among his people, curling their hills. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Then of David's son, our Savior and brother, in all of Galilee was never another. The King of Glory comes, nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices.
Please be seated. So all the traditions and prophecies are set, and Joseph and Mary begin to live out those ancient words. In this scripture from the Gospel of Luke, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary with a big proposition, and Mary says yes.
When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Thank you. Mary's response, a song or a prayer we call the Magnificat, shows that she really understands what God is about. Please remain seated and join me in singing with Mary, hymn number 198, "My Soul Gives Glory to My God."
My soul gives glory to my God, my heart pours out its praise. God lifted up my lowliness in many marvelous ways.
went on Google Maps. Today it takes an hour and 56 minutes to get from Nazareth to Bethlehem on Route 6. Mary and Joseph didn't have it that easy. But once a baby is born, all the effort seems completely worth it. Joseph and Mary must have been feeling a warm glow that comes with knowing their child, God's child, was at last safely in their arms. Luke provides a familiar overview of the event.
In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room.
Thank you. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in welcoming the birth of Jesus that took so much overcoming on Joseph and Mary's part as we sing together hymn number 228, He is Born.
Born the Holy Child, play the hobo and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child, sing we all of the sacred mile. O long ages of the past, prophets have foretold his coming. Through long ages of the past, now the time has come at last. Born the Holy Child, play the hobo and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child, sing we all of the Savior mild. Jesus, Lord of all the world, coming as a child among us. Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us thy heavenly. Born the Holy Child, play the hobo and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child, sing we all of the Savior mild.
Please be seated. Without tweets and hashtags, God needed another way to get the word out. So the angel messengers were sent to announce the new thing that was happening. They came to the shepherds, huddled with their flocks against the cold winter night. The angel's message that night, described in the Gospel of Luke, warmed those shepherds right up.
Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyful news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is the Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm that the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
Thank you. Warned by the angel messenger's news, warmed by the angel messenger's news, the shepherds headed to Bethlehem. Think what a sight it must have been as the shepherds and their flocks barged through the crowded streets of Bethlehem to see this new thing. I'm sure the proper people were offended. Please remain seated and join me in singing hymn number 221, In the Bleak Midwinter. What can we give God? In our membership pledge, we promise to support God's ministry with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. But doesn't that all flow from giving the core of our being, giving our heart? Even though we put the Magi or wise men in the manger scene along with the shepherds, the Magi probably showed up after Jesus was already a year old. Their gifts, described in the Gospel of Matthew, foreshadowed Jesus' life and death, and their appearance alerted the authorities to the presence of a new kind of kingdom where love ruled instead of violence.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, remember we just heard these words from the prophet Micah, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, you, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look! The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you. What gift can you bring? We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome here. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way we affirm our commitment to this vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and Dennis plays our organ offertory.
Thank you. Christ, God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all spirit messengers below. Praise God, the source of all our needs. Praise Jesus Christ, the
remain standing for the prayer of dedication. Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, made human, brought light into this world. We are that light today, still shining right here on the corner of University Avenue and East Genesee Street. Please join me in reading our final scripture from the first chapter of the Gospel of John responsively as our prayer of dedication. The Word was coming into the world, was in the world, though the world came to its own realm, the Word's own people did not accept it. Children not of natural descent, nor urge of the flesh, nor human will, but born of God. We saw the Word's glory, the favor and position a parent gives an only child, filled with grace, filled with truth. Amen. In today's world, the Word of God struggles to be heard, even though Christmas songs ring through the air on the radio, in stores just about anywhere we go. When you hear, "O come all ye faithful," stop for a moment and breathe a prayer that the Word made flesh may dwell in you, and you, and you, and you. Please join me in singing our final carol, hymn number 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, come let us all.
People of God, we wait with hope, we wait with courage, we wait with joy unspeakable, full of glory. We wait with the assurance that the Liberator will come in power, in justice, and in peace. Go now, trusting and believing that it is so, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.